This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tomorrow's going to be a big day on Capitol Hill, virtually, of course. The CEOs of Robinhood, Reddit, Citadel, and Melvin Capital are all set to testify over the whole GameStop drama. To refresh, in case you've blocked it, big hedge funds were, as you might remember, betting against GameStop. A small army of Reddit day traders fought them, causing wild swings in the company's share price. And one topic sure to be coming up tomorrow is that phenomenon, short selling. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who chairs the House Committee of Jurisdiction tomorrow, Financial Services, says predatory short selling must be stopped. We asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to explain how shorting got such a bad rap.
In 2004, Rick Smith's company, then called Taser International, they made tasers, was doing well.
We were growing at about a 200% clip.
And then, he says, a group of investors took out a $1 billion bet that the company's stock would fall. There was, after all, controversy at the time about the safety of tasers.
Then a whole bunch of awful things happened in rapid succession. Pretty clearly a well-coordinated attack that included legal campaigns, press campaigns.
He says the investors betting against his company were spreading rumors and launching PR campaigns against tasers, their safety, their sales, and all of that negative attention hurt.
2005 was a miserable year. We were fighting for our survival. We had been just completely slandered in the media. Our sales dropped significantly.
Their stock fell too, just as short sellers had hoped.
We saw our stock dive by almost 75%.
Shareholders lost $1 billion in value. The short sellers who bet against his company made hundreds of millions. The SEC launched an investigation and dropped it. The company survived. But stories like this are why short sellers have a bad rap.
There are many colorful notes that I get. I had one today that said I should be taken out and hanged.
Dan David is a short seller. That is his business. He's founder of Wolfpack Research. He looks for companies that are promising too much, lying, or defrauding people, and he bets against them.
And short activists have helped uncover some of the biggest frauds in history. You know, Enron to Tyco.
David says having optimists and pessimists makes markets more fair.
I didn't come to, you know, being a short activist naturally. I fell into it after, you know, discovering how many times I'd been lied to by investment banks.
But David does distinguish between himself and some short activist hedge funds. He is public about his short positions. Others aren't and don't have to be. Jim Angel is a finance professor at Georgetown. He says short sellers serve a purpose.
And to a certain extent, the short sellers are the bearers of bad news. And a lot of times people want to shoot the messenger.
But he says it would be great if we always knew who the messenger was. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.